more I think about it, and the more time elapses after I've had my last sip of the espresso shot, the organic Mexican, the more I just like it. It just lingers so nicely, and there is kind of, yes, this smokiness, but this warmth, and I'm doing kind of my test, which I've come across actually by accident, by just kind of, you know, exhaling and having my lips closed. And the feeling that comes back through your senses and your taste buds and your nose is just amazing. And I think this coffee, and it is really one of my favorites from the three that we took to Cornwall, although we've had them in the AeroPress and we've done little blends in the AeroPress as well. But this one I remember we already liked the most when we had it as a single origin in the AeroPress. This organic Mexican is growing on me by the minute. And well, I've cleaned Sylvia, that usually takes me about 10 minutes, and I can still really feel that Mexican coffee. And it's very, very pleasant. And I mean, the main thing that it's pleasant, okay, I can't pinpoint absolutely all the notes that might be hidden in there and that have come through the extraction, but I'm just liking it. It's just pleasant. Yeah, I mean, it's just nice. And I guess the test of a good coffee is ready as a single origin if it can stand alone and be pleasant. Okay, I haven't put milk to it, but I'm sure milk would also work with it. But I'm going to do this tomorrow morning to see if milk can kind of cut through it and leave you with a nice kind of taste as well. So we'll see. We'll have to wait until tomorrow. But it's very exciting. I'm loving this.